Okay, we're picking up the Gemara, two lines from the bottom with the words of Ella Amar Shmuel, just to remind ourselves where we're holding. Rav said, what do you do, those who live in Chutz La'aretz, what do you do with regards to saying, Mashiv HaRuach HaMor HaGeshem? Should we know we stop at Sveika the Yoma? Shmini Atzeres is really 2 days, or Shmini Atzeres and what we call Simchas Torah, really 2 days of Shmini Atzeres are kept in Chutz La'aretz. So Rav suggested that you stay by Musaf, and you stop by Mincha Marav and Shachar's, and then the next day Musaf, you'll say it again, and then you continuously onwards. Shmuel was very bothered by that. Once you made it Kadosh that day, he said, Mashiv HaRuach HaMor HaGeshem, recognizing that it's now Shmini Atzeres, how could you then, by Mincha, that same day, not mention Mashiv HaRuach? So therefore, Shmuel says, Elamar Shmuel, now again, the second line from the bottom, Maschil B'Musafin U'V'Mincha. You begin mentioning Mashiv HaRuach HaMor HaGeshem from Musaf and Mincha the same day, obviously, because it's still Yom Tov, and it's, you just mentioned that it's Mashiv HaRuach HaMor HaGeshem, you're recognizing its status as Shmini Atzeres, you should say Mashiv HaRuach HaMor HaGeshem by Mincha as well. U'Posik Arvis V'Shachris, and you refrain from mentioning the rain by Marv and Shachris. Rashi points out the love hainu tefila shol soyom, because that's already not mitigating the previous day status because it's the next day already. So that Marv, which is the next night, meaning really Simchas Torah night, you'll not say Mashiv HaRuach HaMor HaGeshem. V'chozer maschil b'musaf, and then you go back and mention it by Musaf, and then you continuously say it from then on. Now we have a third shita. Rava Amar Kevin Shemaschil Shuv Eino Posek, that once one begin mentioning rain in the Musaf tefilas on the eighth day, you will not stop. Once one begins to mention the rain of Musaf of Shmini Atzeres, he will not stop mentioning it. And now the Gemara points out, even Rav, actually retracted his original ruling, and he says, because we see Rav Chananel sitting there, Rav, Mone Esrim Ve'echad Yomi. You count 21 days, Kederach Shemone Asar. Sorry, Yomim, Mirosh Hashanah Ve'ad Yom HaKippur. And the way that one counts 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, you don't have to keep 2 days of Yom Kippur. And that even in Chutz La'aretz, you keep one day, because we know that most Rosh Hashanah, really, we know what the real Iker day, with the overall majority of days, the Elul, the month preceding Rosh Hashanah, was only 29 days. It was Chaser. We could assume the first day of Rosh Hashanah was the 30th day after the beginning of Elul. And we really keep the second day, Rashi points out, because it's a minug to do so, but really you can be assured that Shmini Atzeres is the day it's supposed to be for Mashiv HaRuach HaMor HaGeshem, U'Maschil. And one begins mentioning the rain on the 22nd day, which is assumed to be the Chag of Shmini Atzeres. So Kevin Shizchil, Shuvan HaPosek, and once one begins, you will not stops. So Rav went with this as well. Nagamar points out, that once, the lacha is that once you begin mentioning a rain in Musaf, you should not stop. This actually has some precedent in halacha with a different halacha. But obviously the halacha mice over here, that those in Chutz La'aretz mentioned Mashiv HaRuach HaMor HaGeshem on Shmini Atzeres, the first day of Musaf, and then by Mincha, by Marav, and then they're same as everybody in Eretz Yisrael as well. So in America and everybody else, that's what everybody does. But another important halacha that actually comes out of it, we see at least a precedent that once one starts mentioning rain, start asking for rain, that there's a concept of shuvei neposek. Rav Neventzel is very makbid about this. For somebody who comes to visit Eretz Yisrael, or somebody who's visiting Chutz La'aretz, it's a very big shaila, which I'm not getting into right now. This is discussed at length in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin in Shulchan Aruch. This is a big shaila already earlier. Poskim Ber Heitav, then quotes a member of the Shari Tshuva. The earlier Achronim already discussed the shaila. If you're going to visit Eretz Yisrael, you live in Eretz Yisrael, you're going to visit Chutz La'aretz, what do you do in terms of a Saint Talamata? Because we know that in Chutz La'aretz you're going to start December 4th. That's way later. You didn't even start it yet, right now. If someone comes to visit now for Hanukkah time, so that's very early this year. You're going to already be before December 4th. So what do you do in terms of a Saint Alamat of Racha while you're in Eretz Yisrael, while you're in Chutz La'aretz? So that's a very big shaila. But we see Rav Neventzel just points out, and those who live in Eretz Yisrael, let's say now if I go visit America, so what would I do in saying with Saint Alamat of Racha? Rav Neventzel points out that this concept of Kevan Sheskel Shuvah Neposek is a real thing. That once you start asking for Saint Alamat of Racha, he doesn't think it's right that you should fully stop it. So at the very least, thinks that maybe you should be saying it in Shema Kalina. Now, there's a very appearance of a lot of different shitas. I'm just saying one sniff of one svara that comes out a little bit from this Gemara of the concept that once you start asking for bracha, it's not kedai to stop asking. Everyone obviously should consult your rav about what to do if your personal shaila is. And what I just mamish mentioning the tip of the iceberg with that shaila, but just mentioning that this concept comes up in the Gemara over here of what how Renam Sol holds a little bit. So now the Gemara continues in the next Mishnah. Ad Masai Shoalim Esagishalman, from when do we start asking for rain? Rabbi Yudah Mer Achevar Pesach. From when, until when rather, do we start asking? Rabbi Yudah says, until Pesach is over. That was the whole stira that we had yesterday's daf. How do we answer this? We tried three different times, and we had Ula, Treitan, and Libud, Rabbi Yudah. We had different answers. Masai Shoalim Esagishalman, maybe Achevar Pesach meant Korban Pesach. We all did different answers, but that's Rabbi Yudah says, the Pasha says, until Pesach is over. Rabbi Meir Omer Achevar Nisan Rune says that until the month of Nisan ends, Shinemar Vayorid Lachem Geshem Moral Makosh, Parishan the Pasach in Yoah. Yoel says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that the Navi is telling them that Yoreh is going to come falling, is a series of rain is beginning in the first of the series of rain. Early rainfall is considered Yoreh, and Malkosh is a late season rain, and that says the pasuk over there is going to happen. Yoreh Malkosh is going to happen in the month of Nisan. This is going to be the Navi is telling Klal Yisrael he's going to perform a miracle for the people that they're going to start raining in Nisan, and that's going to be that. Therefore, we see the month of Nisan is Shayach and actually beneficial to have rain in it. So therefore, you should continue asking throughout the month of Nisan according to Rav Meir, and because the Navi doesn't say which day it's going to be, we can assume that the whole month is going to be beneficial. So the Gemara now says, Amalei Rav Nachman the Rav Yitzchak. Nachman says Rav Yitzchak Yoreh b'Nisan. Yoreh indicates the earlier falling of rain. Yoreh b'Chayr Cheshvan. The early falling of rain we know is the beginning of Eretz Yisrael. We're in Eretz Yisrael. They're talking about where this whole nevuah happened was in the month of Mar Cheshvan. Mar Cheshvan who? Tisanya we learned in a brisa Yoreh b'Mar Cheshvan and Malkosh b'Nisan. That Yoreh is early rain is considered in Mar Cheshvan and Malkosh is in Nisan. The late rain is in Nisan. So Amalei so Rav Yitzchak answers Rav Nachman. Halchim Rav Yochanan. This is what Rav Yochanan said about this. Bimei Yoel ben Pesuel this guy Mikra Zer. Yoel ben Pesuel who was the Navi and during his time he was the author right of the Sefer Yoel that we have in Nevi'im. Dechsev Bei the pasuk says Yoel is telling Klal Yisrael of the Arbe plague that's going to happen and that was going to be during the reign of Yehoram the son of Achav. Ben Achav, and this was going to be a really bad. It was 4 years of Arba, and then it was also going to be a drought for 3 years following the Arba. So that was a very 7 years of a very strong things happening, very bad things happening to Klal Yisrael because they were worshiping Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, "Yes, our Gezem Achal Arba, because that which the Gezem locust had left, the Arba then had eaten." So after 7 years of famine, including the four year of the Arbe, Hashem miraculously provided the Yoreh to rain, the beginning of rains, meaning because it didn't rain all the year that year either, and started happening in Mar Cheshvan. Now the Gemara continues discussing what happened during this time of Yoel. Also, Shana Yatsa Adar Velo Yard Geshamim. So the month of Adar happened, no rain, as they hadn't have the 7 years before that. This was in the 7th year now, 6 years before that. Yard Elam Revia Rishona Bechav Nisan. Now the first rain started coming out in the month of Nisan, the very beginning of Nisan. We were probably shocked they were 7 years of no rain. All of a sudden, starts to rain. 3 years rather of no rain. Before that, those 4 years of Arba. Amar Elam Navi Yisrael. So the Navi Yoel told to call Yisrael to Israel. Everyone, go plant. Abelai said, "Mishal kav chitim kabayim seirim yochana v'yechia o yizrina v'yamas." They said to him, "What are you talking about? We barely have anything. If we have a kav left, 2 kavs of barley, we should eat it and eat what we have now to live. Or yizrina v'yamas, we're going to plant it like you're telling us to plant it, and you're planting it, and you're going to have nothing to eat until the new crop grows. We're going to die of hunger." So Amar lem Yoel said to them, "Af al pichin su Israel, do not have faith in Hashem. Go plant and naslem nes." So they go. They're going to go plant, and Aslam and a miracle is performed. They discovered they had these grains in the walls. They never noticed. And Rashi says they're hidden by mice and in ant holes. Probably not the most tasteful of grains. Imagine people for 3 years didn't eat anything. They obviously would want to eat it. So they ended up planting in the second, the third, or the fourth of Nisan, whatever they had before, and they planted it. And then the next rainfall happened on the fifth of Nisan. Omer Bashisha Sermonisa, they were able to bring the Korban Omer from the new crop. The Korban Omer has to be brought, right? The Korban Omer is the shear of the barley flour from the new crop, which is offered on the second day of Pesach on the 16th of Nisan. So that was brought that year. They were able to bring it. And what happened? Nimtzis Tfuah Gdela Bashisha Kadashim. So normally, it takes 6 months from Tishrei to Nisan for crops to grow. Gdela Bechazim, now a miracle happened, only grew in 11 days from the 5th of Nisan until the 16th. Nimtza Omer Akrev Vitzvah Shashisha Kadashim. And that which normally takes the Korban Omer, which usually comes something just 6 months, Karev Vitzvah Shalachas Chadasar Yom was brought from the grain of the 11 days. And then the Omer is also Matya the Chadash, right? All the grain that was planted before then would be considered the previous year and you'd be allowed to eat it. Velosa Ador Uoimer, and that generation, it says, the pasuk says, we'll just read the whole pasuk, says it, Hazor Bedima Berino Yuktoro Alachelech Vachano Semeshach Hazor Beryava Venos, and also many are familiar with this, we say it in the Shir Malos, when we adopt his bench on Shabbos, those some say all week long, whatever, those who plant with tears, they're gonna reap with joy. Because he walks along with weeping, and now he's going to have the seeds, and he's going to remain the joy with his sheaves. So now they said, Hazor b'dimar b'rina yiktoro, that those who are planted with tears are going to end up b'rina yiktoro. They're going to reap it with joy. That's referring to when they had nothing to eat. Now they're rejoicing with the fact that they're able to reap the harvest. Halo yelech uvach anosin mecha Hazor. Continuing that pasuk, he's walking along. He's walking along wherever he's walking. And he was crying, bearing the container of the seeds. Hello, my hello, yelech levacha, nosem meshal. It wasn't meant that he's weeping, bearing the container of seeds. Rashi points out that this is necessary because it's the people before, we already mentioned before that they're hazar and bedima berina yuktoro. So who are these referring to? Amar b'dos shor k'shu chorish holech bocha, that even the ox when it was drawing the plow, it walked crying. Apparently, even though oxes were affected by this, that is something that the seed would come at the same time. And on his returning, he's eating newly sprouted grain from the talon, the planted field, the planted area, the furrow. Vizeo, and this is referring to the pasuk Bo Yavo Berina. He will return with joy. So now the Gemara says, "My nosem lasa." What does this mean now? My nosem lasa, as Rashi points out, that here also we mentioned Berina Yiktoru. So what is signified by the nosem lasa that they're having the sheaves? Amar Chista Ramle Masnisatana. Some say it was in a Raisa. Kana Zeres Shibolas Zerosayim. That the stalk of the grain measured with one hand span, and all of a sudden the shibboleth was zero side, the ear measured two stands, meaning a much bigger, as she says, it was a great nace, and normally something which is three, it was much, much bigger than it should have been, and that was a great miracle. Now the Gemara continues, what did they eat for those 7 years? So they had the arba for 3 years, 4 years, and then the drought for 3 years. So what in the world did they eat? Amar Lei, Rav Nachman of Yitzchak, Ma'ed Efsev Kirash El Rav, Begamar Tzev Hashanim, Bahanach Shev Hashanim Mayachos, during those 7 years, what did they eat? Amar Lei, Rav Yitzchak answered, this Rabbi Yochanan and the Mazora that they ate. Shana Rishona Achlu Mashav Batim. The first year they ate whatever they stored in their homes. Shnia Achlu Mashav Basodas. Whatever was left over in the fields, the remnants of the last year harvest was taken and eaten. Shlishis Basar Behema Torah. The third year they ate whatever animals they could because nothing was growing in the fields anymore. Revias obviously became like a Pukuach Nefesh Shaila. Basar Behema Tmeo. So they started eating non kosher animals. Chamishis Basar Shkatzim Ramashan. The fifth year they started having even disgusting things, right? Bugs and all the things of the like. Shkatzim Ramtin, the creatures are creeping, crawling creatures. Shishis Basar B'nei Avinosam. The sixth year they started eating the flesh of their own children that were dying of starvation. Rashi points out not everybody did this, but some people had to do this. It was Nebuch, mamish terrible. Shviz Basar Zosam. Then the seventh year they had to even eat some of the flesh of their own arms. The Kayim Hashanemar, Ish Basar Zro Yochila, the Pasuk Hashem, warning Klal Yisrael for keeping doing a avodah zarah, that's something that will happen to them. I think Martin is Vamra of Nachman Rabbi Yitzchak. My dichsiv bekir becha kadosh v'lo yava biir. What does it mean that there's something holy in your midst? Hashem, I'm not going to come into it. So the Gemara says, what does it mean? Mishum de bekir becha kadosh, that because there's something holy in your midst in your cities, meaning lachora ma'isim tovim and the good things. Lo yava biir. Hashem says, I'm not my presence in and come to the city. Amar lei. So Rabbi Yitzchak said back to Nachman, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This is Rabbi Yochanan said about this pasuk. Amar kadosh baruch hu lo avo b'shalayim shel mala ad shavo b'shalayim shel mata. That's a song. Right? We have two things. We're going to have a very famous song on Heywood Bays. Now you can know what the song is actually talking about. But this song also comes up. The Akash Baruch Hu is telling Klal Yisrael that until Akash Baruch Hu is in the Yushalayim Shalmata, in the earthly Yushalayim, he's not going to come enter the city. That's a reference to it. Mentioning Yushalayim Shalmala. And Akash Baruch Hu is promising Klal Yisrael he will not find a home in Shemayim until his presence is redeemed from the exile and presence is going to come to the Yushalayim Shalmata. That is how Tos understand it. And they also say the Pshuto Shalmata is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to come. Be'ir means besina. Lo avo besina ve'ir havilei lashon sina kimo umalo p'nei arim. They're not going to come angrily. That's what the lashon of the Pshuto Shomikra that Tosas thinks is a more pashup shot is the definition. When there's holiness in your midst, I'm not going to come there with hostility. I'm not going to come in anger. That's what Tosas says. Now the course is Mikio Yushalayim Amala. Now, is Yerushalayim above? What does this mean, the Yerushalayim in Shemayim? Obviously, we still don't know what the Gemara is going to say that. Yes, the Gemara says, yes, there is. Yerushalayim Shemala, Dechsev, Shalayim of Niyah, Kir Shubra Layachtav. Yerushalayim is the built up Yerushalayim, which is a city which is joined together. What's it joining together? I'm drawing Yerushalayim, Shemata, and Yerushalayim, Shalmala, the Yerushalayim in heavens, the Yerushalayim on its counterpart on earth. What that means in the deeper levels of that is not for now. So now the Gemara continues, Vyamra Layer of Nachman and Yitzchak, Mai Dechsev, Vyachas Yivar, Vychosim Musra Valim, A2. Pasuk which says they're all together, they're stupid, a rebuke of people who are just involved in vanities, and each one is wooden. The plain meaning that they're rebuking them is in vain because they're like wood, but Rav Gemara is like an additional level of interpretation, which is telling us, Amar Lei, Rabbi Yitzchak answered him, Hachi Amar Biyochanan, and this is Rabbi Yochanan said about this, Achasi Shemav Eretz Hashem B'Gehenim. That it's teaching us that there's one thing which is causing, more than anything else, the wicked to be burning Gehenna. Which is that? Mai Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara is saying a different additional level of interpretation that the word is Uve Achas, is understand is that literally with one thing, Yivaru, they're going to be burned in Gehenna. Echas is treating as reference to the Rishayim, teaching us that they're going to be one Avera that they're going to be burned in Gehenna for. And that is that of Avodah Zarah, and that's reference to the Pasuk, Uksiv Acha Musar Havalim eats who? The pasuk says that there's written that there's a rebuke of things that are hevel, vanities. Something is right. The half of the world's vanities is one is wooden. And it also says in reference that the avodah zara. This reference to avodah zara, which is telling us that they are a vanity, a work of delusion, something that's not really what it's supposed to be. We see that hevel is reference to avodah zara, so that means that avodah zara is what they were worshiping. Now the gemara continues. Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak. Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchak, what is the meaning when it says my nation has committed two sins, two evils? The Navi is telling them they only did two sins. They did way more than two sins. They did many sins. So what does it mean that they were only doing in the pasuk Yirmiyahu telling them they only did two sins? They were violated 24 sins. What was this 24 sins? Some say that it's based in Rashi quotes that there's Yecheskel. There's 24 sins enumerated what Klal Yisrael was doing. Others say that it was Kenega, the 24 books of Tanakh that they were violating. Amar Leis Rav Yitzchak answered, Halchem Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, Achas Shehi, starting on the next one now, Shkula Kishtayim, something which is equal to two. The Gemara is explaining that the Avodah Zarah from Israel is double offensive. Therefore, it's Kishula Kishtayim, as if the other nations of the world when they do Avodah Zarah, Hashem gets angry also. But still, when we do it, it's twice as bad. Umay news Avodah Zarah. Tichsiv Kishtayim, Ra'os Asa'imin, because my people have done two evils. Yemiyahu continues. What do they do? So they're telling me, Osi Azavu Mekor Mayim Chayim, they left the source of the living waters, Lachtuvim Be'eros Be'eros Nishbarim. And he's saying that what are they looking for? They're going to dig out for them for their boros and different wells and stuff, and they're broken wells, broken cisterns. The people are looking for things, and they're looking for some emptiness. So that's doubly, it's twice as bad as a non-Jew doing it. And the pasuk says, Ki Avru Echitim Rao, because look at the Kitim. The Kitim, the Kedar Shalchav is one of my own, and look at the Kedarim, and look at them carefully. Himiru Goy Elohim, Ve'im Elo Elohim, and look at their gods. And even though they're not gods, Ami Emir Kvoda below Yo'il, my people look at its glory, look, they have no benefit. Tana the Gemara says, Kusim Avodim La'esha, Kedarim Avodim La'mayim. Specifically, the Yirmiyahu is invoking the Kusim, the Kardim, because the Kusim, they worship the fire, and the Kedarim worship water. Water is clearly better than fire. Water puts out the fire. So water should be stronger. It should do avodah zarah only to water. They know that water extinguishes. They know there's a higher level God. Still, they didn't change their God. They kept it because that was their Masorah. So even though we had questions and we believed and people started believing in avodah zarah, we're of higher levels than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yet they still threw out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They didn't even keep the fact that they changed their method, what their parents had told them to keep following Hashem, even though they had their shilas about it. So we see that that's double as bad, that's twice as bad when that would happen, and that's something that was very offensive to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the Gemara asks, now just continuing questions of Nachman and Yitzchak, not relevant to the subject we just mentioned. The Gemara asks that Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchak, when Shmuel became old. What does this mean? What do you mean Shmuel was old? It wasn't like a 95-year-old man. We have a story that Shmuel was only 52 years old. How do we know that? Because we assume that Chana told Hashem that if you bring him, I'm going to have a service. I'm going to win him, and then he's going to stay there at Olam. We know Olam is reference to the sense of Yovel Shanim is Olam. Levi is a service officer. He's going to finish the year of 50. So the message is teaching us that he was going to be there for 50 years. So we know that he was weaned when he was age of 2. We assume that he lived there for 50 years. He was serving Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara says, "Misi Shmuel Kolei Hai." Varbachir Shin Shnei Mavos. He was only 52 years. So we just mentioned how he got to that. Demar Meis Bechamishim Shnei Mishana. We know the Masar that Shmuel died at 52 years old. This actually was reference to the fact that someone is chay of kares. We say it can't be over the age of 50 or you're chay of kares because Shmuel lived only till 52. Amar Leir Yitzchak answered him, Achim Rabbi Yochanan Zikna Kavta Alav. That old age, he turned white, he had a great beard, he looked like he was like 95 years old at the age of 52. So the Gemara says, Zichsev, as the pasuk says by Shmuel, Nichamti Kimlachti at Shaul. That Shmuel, Hashem told Shmuel that I regret meeting Shaul the king. This was after he didn't wait, and the whole Maisa over there, and he brought the Korban, and he also didn't kill the Amaleki king right away. So he made these mistakes. Hashem said, I don't want him to be the king anymore. So where's Amar Lefanav, Shmuel said before Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Shaktani Kemoshe V'Aron. You created me with Moshe and Aaron. We know this pasuk is famous because people sing this. Many people sing this in the Karbach. Right. So we read this pasuk in Tehillim. This pasuk is telling us that comparing Moshe and Aaron are calling out, and Shmuel was among those who are calling out to Hashem. Korei v'Hashem v'yanim. So we compare Moshe and Aaron to Shmuel. That was also what led Korach astray because he saw he was going to have a tzaddik like Korach. Korach saw these, tzadik like Shmuel come from his tzav, and he saw that I must be right because they're going to be like Moshe and Aaron, and they're going to be so kadosh. He didn't realize that his sons are going to do tshuva, and they would be he would end up being killed. Ma Moshe Aaron lo bid lemaaseh demechayem. But when it comes to Moshe and Aaron, that their Talmud Yoshua, as we know, Rashi points out, when it comes to Yoshua, was not just the Talmud of Moshe; it was all Talmud through Aaron, because Moshe gave the Torah first to Aaron, and Aaron taught it to Yoshua, who then taught it to the people who were there, to the Zakenim. So we see that Yoshua was the Talmud of both Moshe and Aaron, and he was survived them, and he also took over, and he was the tzaddik. Afani lo yisbatel ma'aseh yadav b'chayeh, and Shaul is my Talmud, who appointed king during my time. I don't want him to die in my lifetime. So Hashem says back to him, what do you want me to do? Liyama Shmuel, I'm going to let Shaul die now. So Liyama Shaul, lo shavik Shmuel, so then Shmuel would not allow it. So that he's saying to his Malchus Kilu and Shemayim, he's saying, what do I want to do? I can't let him kill. Liyama Shmuel, ad Zutar. So maybe Shmuel was so bothered by this, so then I'll let Shmuel die young, enable me to kill Shaul afterwards, because then Shmuel won't be upset that Shaul died in his lifetime. Mirana Abbasu, then people would make a bad time against him. They'll claim that he was a sinner. That's why Hashem killed him young. So the Gemara says, "Leimel Shaul v'leimel Shmuel." So let neither Shaul nor Shmuel die. That's also not acceptable. For Egia Malchus David. So we see that the reign of David has come out, and I can't let Shaul keep living. And the reign of one king versus another king does not even go the length of a hairbreadth. That we see it's supposed to end when the reign is supposed to end. Immediately Hashem has it ending. What is going to happen? I'm going to make him look extremely old, and therefore he can die without an implication that he sinned. People are going to think, oh wow, isn't he like 95? And they're not going to remember that he's only 52 years old. Vishal Yoshib Begiva Tachas Eishal Berim Hashal was sitting in the Giva under the tree in Ramah. Vechima Einim Giva Itzal Ramah. Now, what is the relevance of Giva, which is in Yeshiva Binyamin, to Ramah, which is in Har Ephraim? Ela Lamar Lacha, to teach you that Mi Garam Lashal Shiyosha Begiva Shtei Shanim Mechta, who caused that Shaul, who was from Binyamin, to dwell in Giva for 2.5 years. Shaul was on the throne in the 11th year when Shmuel was the Shofet, and he remained in power for 2.5 years. Really, he was supposed to die right away. So he was Tfilas of Shmuel Ramsi, the Tfilah of Shmuel had basically given him 2.5 more years to his reign, and Shaul dwelt in Giva, due to the great, literally we're saying now, to the Eshel, which is the tree, is reference to the tree, the Chazak, the Tzadik, who's the tree, which is Shmuel, who lived in Ramah, that he was Zocha for that. That's how we're understanding the Pasuk now. Mark continues, Ami, Midche Gavra, Mekam Megrava. Does really Hashem would have ended the life of Shmuel prematurely to save David? To allow David to be the king, and we're just in yes because Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmini Amar Rabbi Yonasan. What does it mean when the pasuk says I had literally chatzavti is the lachtov is to dig up is right to come out with my word? Hashem says I've killed them with the words of my mouth. But Maseim Lo Nemar doesn't say what they're amazing what they're wrongdoing. Ella Beimrefi with my mouth. This is a decree, Hashem made in Shemayim. What is this decree? Alma Midcha Gavra, Mekam Gavra, that we see that sometimes a person could be pushed aside for another, where it was necessary, Hashem made a decree. It's the case of Shmuel and David, that Shmuel died prematurely in order that David should be Melech Yisrael. Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Hava Yasi B'Sudas, Rav Nachman Yitzchak was sitting on a meal. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, it's another teaching of Rav Yochanan, and which Rav Yitzchak was telling what Rav Nachman said. So the Amar Lei, Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Lema Mar Milsa. So tell me something in Torah. Amar Lei, so they were eating. You shouldn't talk in the middle of the meal. Shema Yaktim Kana Leveshet, lest the windpipe come to your esophagus and you would choke while eating. We have other sakana, we're afraid you're going to choke while eating. And this says that when you're talking, that's a shayla. Why are we don't have to be choshed? This is Vana Zebichlal. I don't remember what the answer is. I remember that we were outside eating a meal with Rabbi Willich Shlita, and we had a Q&A with him. It was open Q&A. It was during the meal. And the first person asked, why are we allowed to be talking right now? I don't remember what Willich answered. It was a little chutzpahdik because whatever. But I remember the question. I remember thinking it was a little chutzpahdik to be asking that. But I guess it was in the right way. It could be asked fine. But anyway, I don't remember what the answer was. But that was a shayla. The Gemara assumes it's sakana. I guess not everything the Gemara assumes is sakana. But it's manazeg. The way we eat, maybe it's not so bad. We don't lean. That's probably the positive answer. The positive answer is probably we don't lean anymore. If you're really leaning and doing haseba, then maybe there would be a problem with that. Okay, I'm not sure. The Gemara continues. Buster to saw. So when they finished eating, Amar Lei, Rabbi Yitzchak said to Nachman, Halchi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yaakov Avinu Lomeis, he said another stickle tire, Yaakov Avinu never died. Amar Lei, Chi Bechti Sabtu Sabdanev Chaduch Hadeb Karo Kabrayat. Granted, it doesn't say the Lashon of Misa in the Pasuk anywhere. It says, right, it just, it's the Lashon of that he became aged, and then I think the Lashon of expired, I don't remember exactly the Lashon, but the Vasa doesn't say that he died. So he said, Yaakov Avinu never died. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? They eulogized him, they cried over him, clearly he died. Amar Lei, so my Makarani Doresh, Nemar, Vata Altira Abdi Yaakov, Nu'u Mashem, And my sir, don't fear my yard. Hashem, I'll take this Israel. Don't become a broken heart Israel. Kineni Moshech Avrachok, I'm going to deliver you. Vedarach Meretz Shivyam. And this pasuk is in Yirmiyahu, and Hashem is telling Yaakov that he went to exile with Klal Yisrael, they're going to be redeemed, and he's going to witness what happened. Similarly, also, when there was Kriyas Yamsuf, we're assuming that Yaakov was there to witness it. So the Gemara says, Ma'akeshu Lazara, so what does it mean that he died? Obviously, what does it mean at a deeper level he died? Ma'akeshu Lazara, that he is drawing between him and his children. Ma'azara b'chayim, so just like his children are living, Yaakov Vinu was the one who zocha to not have any of his children go off a derech. Obviously, they had their pitfalls, they had their trials and tribulations, like everybody else, but none of them went off the derech. They didn't have an Esav, they didn't have Yishmael. So Yaakov Vinu was the one who saw Azara b'chayim, saw living descendants, Sadiqim, Afa b'chayim, as if he's still considered living. And this is a big thing, not just for a person who's going to be his children, but also we know that Talmidim are continue on the Masorah of the Rebbe, that when they continue the Arizal right away, that literally when they continue learning Torah, it's as if the Rebbe is still in the world right now. Person learns from a tzaddik, we heard Rav Sechter Kosar Sizek all the time, you don't feel like he's alive, he's mamish alive. That was like the famous story, I forgot which year said they were at, they wanted to have a big commemoration of the Rambam's, whatever number of year it was, 1200th year said, they're going to have Rav Soloveitchik be the keynote speaker, they want him to come speak. They went over there, that's Rav Soloveitchik, can you honor us for the big 1200th year said of the Rambam? And he asked him, like, puzzled mamish, like, Rambam's dead? No, because he continued his Masorah, continued his ways, that he's grew up with the Rambam. The Rambam's alive and living, because you see, learn his Torah. Okay, so that's Zara B'chayim, Afu B'chayim. Now the Gemara says, Amar B'Yitzchak, Kol Omer Rachav, Rachav Yan Nikre. Someone who says Rachav, Rachav, he's going to have a seminal discharge. He's going to say, why? Because he's going to think about her, and she was a very beautiful woman. Amar Rav Nachman Anna, she's one of the four most beautiful women, the Braisa tells us, Megillah, that she was one of the four most beautiful women who ever lived. So you're going to think about the person who's a beautiful woman, you're going to not think of the purest thoughts. Amar Rav Nachman Anna Mina Vlechbali. So I could say it, and nothing's going to happen to me, you're not going to think badly. Amar Leiki, Gamina Biodem Akira. I'm talking about someone who saw her face, or know what she looks like, then you think about it, then that's going to have the Maskishma, or you mention her name. I think Mar Zakiyali, Miftari, Ma'adadi, Rav Yitzchak, and Rav Nachman were about to take leave from one another. So they were leaving, according to Rashi, this means Rav Nachman was leaving Rav Yitzchak, Amar Lei. So this is the famous song now. Rav Nachman asked Rav Yitzchak, Levarchan Meir, can you give me a bracha? And Rav Yitzchak said to him, Emshachal Masha, what do you mean you're asking me for a bracha? I'm going to give you a parable. Lamad Davar Doime, what's the similar term? L'adam She'olech Midbar, a person who's traveling in the desert, Vayaroya Vayafetzame, he was hungry, tired, and thirsty, Matze Ilan Shebrosa Masukin Vetilanai. Ilan, you know, right? So it's Yisan, he saw this tree, was sweet to sweet, it was pleasant. A stream of water was flowing beneath it. He ate the fruit, he drank its water, and he sat in its shade. It was great Gishmak Matzah for him. So when he left, he said, Ilan, Ilan, what can I give you a bracha for, Ilan? You beautiful tree. So I say that your fruits will be sweet. Your fruits are obviously sweet. That your shade is pleasant. Your shade is already pleasant. That the stream of water will flow beneath you. And the stream of water is already flowing beneath you. Ella, so therefore my bracha to you is Yerutzon Shekol Netios Notin Mimcha, that all the things, Yeh Kamoscha, that all of the shoots, everything planted from you should be like you. So that's, now you know what the story is about, according to Rashi. The story is about Rabbi Yitzchak, including his remarks to Rav Nachman, that this is all about Rav Nachman. The story is like Rav Nachman, it's really about aspiring about a Talmud Chacham. That's really talking about Talmud Chacham. So too, Rav Nachman, what can I give you a bracha? If I give you a bracha about Torah, Arei Torah, you already have all the Torah in the world. Im be'osher, Arei Osher, you're already wealthy. So why should you already have children? Ella, Yiratzon Shiyutzatei Me'echa Kamosu. The bracha I can give you is that your children will be zoiche to be like you. They should be a Talmud Chacham like you. They should be wealthy like you. They should have prestige of you. And that's what we're telling you over here. The banecha should continue in your Sir. And now you know with this pasuk, it's a very beautiful song actually. And now you'll know what the deeper merkavana is, that it's about a tzaddik and a Talmud Chacham, and a person should be like the Talmud Chacham and like the tzaddik. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, pick up with Tadurah Banan, Be'ez Hashem, and tomorrow's daf.